authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Ebola comes to New York City. Good morning. It is Friday. We are here in Birmingham, the site of the pre-party for the Magic City Classic. And Craig Spencer, the doctor who's treated Ebola patients in West Africa, has now tested positive for the deadly disease after being rushed to Bellevue Hospital. Now, he has returned to the United States around the 17th of October, and he had been taking his temperature, but it spiked to 103 degrees early Thursday, and then he showed other symptoms such as diarrhea. Three others, including his fiance and two friends, have also been quarantined, but they have shown no symptoms at this point, and they are going to go through the process today of retracing his steps, which they say includes jogging, riding the subway, and, as you heard, going to a bowling alley.
Wow.
Selfish.
The 23-year-old Maryland man who climbed over the White House fence Wednesday night has been charged now with felonies for assaulting two police dogs and making threats, according to the Secret Service. Dominic Adesanya of Bel Air, Maryland, was in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service for previous outstanding warrants, Secret Service spokesperson said, and he is also in charge with four misdemeanor counts of resisting arrest and unlawful entry.
You know what stuck with me from yesterday?
What's that?
Huggy.
Oh.
Talking about the German Shepherd that the man who jumped over the fence kicked and hurt.
And they had to go to the vet. Yeah.
I didn't even know they made German Shepherds anymore. That's what I saw was with Will Smith.
The Justice Department is condemning the leaks in the Michael Brown case as an attempt to influence the public. They have said the series of leaks from the investigation into the shooting of the 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in August by the police officer say that the Los Angeles Times is reporting the death of the unarmed black teenager. Now they're looking into this because they say these leaks are just nothing but detrimental in terms of the inquiry into the shooting death.
Now, here's my question,
Sib.
I'm a DJ. Why can't they change venues for the grand jury?
They could have. They could have. But the district attorney said that they would get a fair trial and that there would be no necessity to move. The district attorney said that. And he said he could be very, very even-handed in this. And so now, here we are.
Okay.
The Dalai Lama is not here for the Magic City Classic, but he is in the Magic City in Birmingham, and they say that
The Dalai Lama. He got to have some Magic City Classic.
Well,
he's here
for the Human Rights Weekend in Birmingham.
And the monks?
And the monks are here too.
Is gonna bring some funk.
And they got the orange monk gear and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
And bad haircuts and everything?
Well, I don't know about the bad haircuts, Tom.
The monks.
A lot of them are bald.
Man, the monks got a party too, player.
Monks
got
to get it on, man.
Yeah, monks got to get some of this funk.
Tibetans are coming from all over the world.
To Birmingham.
Yeah. It's that time.
Who knew?
Who knew?
To quote Huggy Lowdown.
Now, of all the places to go in the United States.
I bet they're glad they didn't choose New York City.
But why Birmingham?
Well, because of the Human Rights Weekend, and they say that one of the influences is Richard Gere, who is very dear friends with the Dalai Lama, and they say that he is a Buddhist.
He's from Birmingham?
No, he's not. You know, he's not. But they got to Richard Gere and said, "We're having the Human Rights Weekend. Please see what you can do." And apparently,
make him honorary civil. You think they make the Dalai Lama honorary?
A hornet.
Oh.
Yes. And then you can see the dollar A-S.
And then bowing.
And then
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.